Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Last week, this is a little backdrop to today. A number of people that are here today weren't here last week. I spoke about a conversation between Jizo and Hogen, both famous Zen teachers. And this is a famous koan in the Mumen Kan. And the conversation is Joshu encounters Hogen, who is on a pilgrimage, and he asks him, what is the nature of your pilgrimage? And Hogen says, I don't know. To which Joshu replies, not knowing is most intimate. So the gist of my talk last week was about what is intimacy? What does it mean to be intimate? And the only way to really know intimacy is from a place of not knowing. So at the end of this talk, I kiddingly said, next week, I think I'm going to practice what I preach, which is I'm going to show up with no script. So here I am, in a sense, naked, nothing to hold on to. And really, sort of moment by moment, with you, I'm going to find out what happens. I don't have any idea. What I notice about not knowing is how vulnerable you can feel, how I feel, in not knowing. Because when I know, of course, I hold on to all these things that I think I know, and there are crutches. Just recently realized that anger is a way of protecting myself from vulnerability. The energy of anger sort of can keep somebody at a distance because it's too vulnerable to become intimate. So as I'm sitting here now, I'm thinking to myself, okay, so just let yourself surrender and see what arises in this moment when you don't know anything. And when I sit here and in silence, I realize there's a voice, a very faint voice in the distance that's telling me something around, well, you know, you're a teacher, you're supposed to perform something or teach something or say something. And so in the practice of not knowing is you have to let that voice go. Because as I've said in the talk, every time we let one of those voices go, many of these voices, of course, come from our childhood. You know, I lived much of my life behind a wall because it wasn't safe to be vulnerable, family of origin. But of course, as an adult, if you can't be vulnerable, then you can't be intimate. So there's this, as I'm sitting here, there's this sort of a push and pull, wanting to feel secure, which is knowing, and wanting to surrender to just being vulnerable to this moment right now. And there is something joyous about not knowing. The space that not knowing creates, the openness, the open-heartedness that it creates, is really quite exquisite. Not having to be an expert in anything. Not having to perform as Carl. You know, all the ideas of who I think Carl is. Just letting that go. Being totally naked. My Dharma name is Genjo, which means original silence. And as I sit here, I feel I can just notice, you know, not knowing, not looking for anything, but just being aware, I can notice this tendency to want to be silent, to just allow myself to be silent. And the question comes up, is that a refuge? Is that a place to hide? Is that another wall? Being silent? Or is it true silence? Just simply being present. And in this moment right now, the honest answer is, I don't know. It strikes me that it's certainly interesting to greet somebody, to meet somebody from a place of much more interesting, to greet somebody from a place of not knowing than it is to be filled with they're a male, they're a female, they're straight, they're gay, they're old, they're young, they have this look, they were this kind of, you know, all of that stuff, all those barriers that I can put between myself and somebody else. and how sweet it is to just let that go and really meet somebody for the first time. Really meet everybody here right now in this moment for the first time, even though I've known many of you for years. So I think I'm going to surrender to silence at this point and say that was my experiment in not knowing, having no script, no talk, sitting down and seeing what happened. So thanks for sharing it with me.